What is this? What is this? Oh man! I did it again! Will somebody please press start?
Hello, and thank you for joining us at Grace Junkies. This is part two of our discussion on how our lives are or can be considered a ministry. If you'd like to comment on this or any other programs, or would like to listen to past discussions, we invite you to join us at www.gracejunkies.com. We are rejoining this discussion in progress with a reading of James 1:27. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world.
Which translation is that?
New King James.
Yeah, I was looking at that in the NIV, which is very similar.
I'm all for reading it different ways, Larry. If you want to, if it says something different.
No, that's fine. I clicked over to New King James so I could read it. Okay, that's very good.
Well, the Authorized Version says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and keep himself unspotted from the world. I think it's almost the exact same words.
Yep.
So they got that one right.
Well, I reckon my version's right.
Second opinions?
Yes. How simplistic in a sense is that? Yeah, can you sum it up in any more of a condensed form, and yet it's so simple and so clear?
Well,
so then how do we relate that back to our ministry? I mean, as individuals, our personal ministry, how do we relate pure religion back into that? I mean, obviously what we've talked about this call is meeting practical needs, meeting the physical needs that Jesus taught us that we should do, whether it was at the well or healing people or turning water into wine. He met physical needs, and then his words had a greater impact because of that. Or
yes.
So,
yeah.
So through that definition of pure religion, we can definitely try to imply that into our ministries. And I think we'll have... You know, I get frustrated with ministries that are based around selling books. You know,
I'm waiting for the My Life Ministries book to come out.
It may come out, but I certainly don't want to design the My Life Ministries around selling it.
Exactly. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I think My Life Ministries is a great example, and again, one of the most fabulous communities I've ever been involved with in the internet. I've seen our group come together. Someone was hospitalized, couldn't work, was out of money, was struggling to get by. And I know that several people reached out and helped with support. I mean, a real physical need was met by real physical dollars for some people.
Yeah,
many people
exactly.
Come on every day and say, you know what, I'm struggling with this or I'm struggling with that, or I need prayer for this, or my family needs prayer for that. And there's always somebody there going, hey, I'm on it. I am praying for you. So even if we can't do something physical to meet a physical need of some sort, we're there spiritually helping to meet spiritual needs and
yes.
Things like that. So, I mean, this group, this My Life Ministries group that you started, Brad, this community, fills this definition, I think, extremely well, unlike anything I've seen anywhere else.
Well, I think it's important that, you've noted, it's a community. It's not just a person doing this and a person doing that. It's a community of people who know each other and who are together because they all love the Lord and working together as the Lord leads them to respond to these needs. And it's the community aspect of it multiplies our efforts.
And these aren't people who are ministers. These aren't people who are in service day, whose job it is to be Christians out in the world and to live on being a pastor or a youth leader or a missionary These are everyday people leading everyday lives who come together to help each other in this community and to practice true religion.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes, I agree. In the best way that we can. I mean, we are, I think in a real way, we are being, you know, fathers to the fatherless in a moment. I mean, these people may have fathers, but, you know, I know many times some of our younger members have reached out to us for advice and counseling and sometimes just even for comfort. And I know that we've all reached out to each other, too. I mean, the widows. I mean, I don't mean to put down Gracie's husband at all or anybody's husband, but or anybody's wife, but I know that there have been times when people have struggled and they've reached out to other members of the community. And for that one moment, they may be widows. They may consider themselves or feel very lonely, feel very widowish, maybe I should say. And so in that moment, we can really help. And I think that's what, you know, fellowship, church, you know, a community online, whatever it is. And we did a show, me and Faith did a show this week on Two Blind Squirrels about isolationism and how harmful it is and how the devil uses it to as a weapon almost against us. When the times are tough, we tend to just recoil into this place where we feel like nobody's there. And God doesn't want that for us. You know, God wants us to be loved and come together when we're hurting.
Well, he tells us if one of you is sick, let him come to the elders and let them lay hands on him and pour oil on him and anoint him. And it says that we should leave, you know, we should be confessing our sins one to another so that we can support, lift up, and help each other. Not, you know, but so many times if someone comes in and says, you know, and I'm not saying it in My Life Ministries, let's just pick, you know, some kind of real organized religion type place. He comes in and says, you know, I'm really struggling with this. He has to get help. He gets looked down on. He gets, you know, people are like, oh, you know, he's got this problem or she's got that problem or she was at this once. You know, it's not God forgave you. I forgive you. I love you. Let's help put your life back together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how horrible is that?
Oh. And too often, you know, it's true at my church. Too often it's a place you go when everything, well, at least you can pretend everything's okay. That's where you go when you, you know, it's not where you go where you're hurting. You know, when you're hurting, you may go to a couple of your close friends, but you certainly go to church to air it, you know?
And we should be spiritual hospitals. We should be triaging people as they come in the door. What can I pray for you for? How can I help you? What's your need today, brother? And, you know, it just doesn't happen in too many places.
One of the great testimonies to My Life Ministries is that the prayer forum is just as active as the chatting forum.
And how quick do people come together? Hey, I'm praying for you, or here's I've gone through this, I hope maybe some of my experience can help you, but I'm praying for you too, kind of thing. I mean, it's beautiful. Okay, I'm going to be sycophantic if I continue talking like this.
Well, the other thing that I think is important is that we have a lot of fun together. And that is part and parcel of being a community. And I think the fun we have together is as important as anything else we do as a community.
It's relationships. And you're right. Yeah. We have a lot of fun. I mean, not with Luke, but I mean, we have a lot of
you're white. Okay, team. Yeah.
Looking forward to your post tonight, Luke.
Yeah.
Love you, brother.
Yeah. No. You better. But I was thinking about that the other day, you know, like I think it was actually Larry that made a comment on the forums about the percentage of posts that are serious in whatever matter, as opposed to the percentage of posts that are, you know, goofing off. And, you know, I was thinking about that and I was thinking, you know, it's nice to have a talk about something serious, though I must admit I don't always get involved in it. Generally, the way I look at it the most is that basically a lot of the time, you know, there's enough going on in the day that's serious for me. Do you know what I mean? Like, to be able to come there and let my hair down, I guess, well, be able to, like, interact on a very relaxed level. Do you know what I mean?
Like, each other. I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's you know what I mean? Like, we have enough going on at the time, you know? So this was something that I was thinking about, and, you know, Larry sort of sparked that by that comment. So... But, yeah, we do have a lot of fun together.
But see, that's part of relationships. We share fun and we share hard times. I mean, it's not we're not just there for the fun and run away when somebody says, I have a need.
Yeah.
You know, and we're not just there to say, oh, I'm praying for you, brother, but we can't ever, you know, but we've been sucking on green persimmons so long we can't purse our lips long enough to crack a smile, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's a great mix of great group of people. And even on those occasions, now we have a wonderful, you know, structure to My Life Ministries. We have, you know, the heads of the My Life Ministries and Brad and Chaz. We have shepherds. We have moderators. And none of these people are like, you know, overlords or dictators or anything. And if something happens where somebody has said or done something that may or may, you know, maybe you've been inappropriate or whatever, it's never a case of, you've broken the rules. It's, hey, you know, we're just, this is where we're really at, and this is where we'd like you to be at, and what you said may have done this, that. And it's all done in love, not condemnation. So that when you're done, you know, if you've done something and someone comes to you and says, hey, you know, we got to talk, you come out of that not feeling, wow, like I was condemned and I have to leave now because I can't handle being here anymore. It's, wow, they lifted me up in despite what I've done, and I still want to be a part of all this.
And even when we have our discussions or semi-arguments about things, we do it in love and respect each other. This is one of the few forums I've ever been on where folks can have really intense discussions with very, very different and opposing viewpoints and still at the end of the day agree that we all love the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if that's the only thing
we agree on.
Well, and each other. Even if that's the only thing we agree on.
I found that it's helpful. This speaks to Luke's point as much as yours, Larry, in that I found that it's helpful to leave the forum jumbled, mixed, gobbledygook, and to keep one giant forum instead of trying to departmentalize the discussions and pull some of them off into and have a religious forum and then have a light banter forum, and but to mix it all in together so that when somebody's really intense on a conversation, it's so easy for them, and hopefully they get pulled in to other threads where people are joking around. And it may be the same people they're having that intense discussion about, the same people that they're arguing with, that they may be joking with in a different conversation. You're able to carry on those conversations simultaneously.
Yeah.
And really get to see some, you know, really get to understand that I do love this person, even though I intensely disagree with him right now.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Brad, I never thought of it that way before, but that's genius.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, you will notice when there is, you know, look, we're all notorious. Well, some of us are notorious thread hijackers. but the thing is, you notice that when Tim. Gee, you know, like name names, we are. The thing is, when there is an intense discussion going on or something that is serious, like it's not hijacked. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's left to itself because everyone respects the fact that, you know, there's something serious going on here or, you know, like,
yeah.
that's a good
always
thing, you know, because, I mean, everything else apart from that's fair game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, and I know that some people get frustrated with the whole hijack thing, but, you know, it makes for some good laughs. And also, like, you know, you can still post on the original post, but they don't seem to last too long. They just don't.
Why does every thread turn to chocolate?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Or, yeah, and marmots
peanut
and raccoons
jelly.
And...
Wait, that's my fault.
But I do think that healthy respect for each other and the fact that you know, the serious threads are less serious or, you know, or I think that, you know, that's all unsaid, and that's all, it's just the Lord working in each of us, I think. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of hijacking, Brad, I wonder if I can hijack the call for a minute. And I want to see if we can talk about how is Grace Junkies a ministry and what maybe we plan on doing with this as we go forward. How do you guys see this, what we're doing here as a ministry?
I see it as an extension in some ways of the thread, but I see it as much for me as it is for anybody who may be listening. I mean, I participate in these calls because I want to hear what you guys have to say. And I want to participate in these calls because I want to hear what you have to say about what I have to say. So from that aspect, I'm not producing Grace Junkies with the intent of a large audience. Now, there may be some things we can do to help get it out there. Saying some of the same things we did with Two Blind Squirrels that you know that I can apply. But that's the way I see it. How do y'all see it?
Yeah, Okay, I'll jump in here because I know this is relevant at the moment. But, you know, a lot of people that I circulate with, even though I'm, you know, pretty used to it now, they, and it still is for me, but to them the internet is a marvel. Do you know what I mean? The fact that you can do all these things and, you know, be able to just interact with each other. You know, I tell people, oh, yeah, I know people on the other side of the world that I met because of the internet, you know. And I've told people that, you know, I'm actually online. You know, you can hear me having a phone conversation with others on the other side of the world and it's posted online, you know, and it's like, oh, I'd like to hear that. Do you know what I mean? And if only for the you know, the wonder side of it. But the thing is, I don't know that if someone may, you know, if I gave this link to someone or the link to this conversation to someone, I don't know, and I don't even really worry about it, what kind of effect that might have on them if they continue to listen. Do you know what I mean? Like, God might use that to speak into their lives. You know, we're talking about godly things. You know, we're glorifying God. It's a given that something will happen somewhere with it. And it's, I mean, not that everyone knows about Grace Junkies, but it's public. It's on the internet, so it's public. You know, so who knows what kind of effect that it may have, that you may post, you know, even posting it to another Christian that you know and say, oh, have a listen to this. This was a really good talk. Do you know what I mean? Like, somewhere along the line, that may minister into someone's life. You know, and it's like, even if doing this now is nothing greater than us being able to hear and talk with each other, that's still a good thing. It's, you know what I mean? Like, there's, you know, there's nothing, we're not, it's not a bad thing, but the chances are that somewhere along the line it will affect somebody else in a positive way. Well, I hope that. You know, I do hope that. So, yeah, it's like, I do, like I say, I have that little advantage of where, you know, I say, oh, yeah, you can actually hear me online, you know, and people go, oh, let me listen, you know? And who knows what's just, Even though they know you? Yeah, laugh me.
No, I think it's great. I really do.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so that's the way I, you know, see this. Because I know I've sent people to see My Life Ministries, you know, because people, they want to know, you know, like, because I, you know, the conversation gets around to it, and I go, yeah, well, this is my home. Go and have a look. Do you know what I mean? And I don't know, maybe they'll go, whatever, carry on like chooks. Who knows? But, you know, it may touch their lives. So, you know, and God's blessed me with it, and hopefully it's a blessing to someone else.
Larry?
Well, I think that falls right along the lines of the fact that we're Christians by our love for each other. You know, the way we interact as Christians, knowing the Lord, being comfortable with the Lord, I think is a testimony that really is wonderful for people to hear. I think that the fact that we can have these conversations, I think, is we should not be shy about sharing with the world.
No, exactly.
Well, see, I'm going to steal your thunder and expound a little bit, Larry, because I think you're absolutely right. It's how we interact with each other. To me, this is one of the most important parts of Grace Junkies. And what I hope is going to become even more evident as time goes by. Right now, we've been discussing a lot of, you know, Christian topics, like Luke said, and we tend to agree a lot on what we're talking about, but there are going to be topics that come up where some of us don't agree with each other. And I think it's going to be a great thing for people to see that we as Christians can come together and discuss something, and not necessarily agree, but still treat each other with respect, still have a good laugh or chuckle on the call, still be good people to each other, because I think people see Christians as dour, down, condemning, sour, not laughing kind of people. And I want them to know we're just who we are. And we can come together when we agree, and we can still come together when we don't necessarily agree completely. Right now these calls are kind of agreement from different viewpoints. But as we go on and the topics range, I'm sure we're going to hit the occasional, you know, I don't necessarily agree with you, Larry. I think it's this way. And, you know, hopefully you won't go, well, Tim, you're an idiot. And I'm pretty sure you won't. But you get my point. We can interact. We can debate. We can discuss. And we can still love each other. And at the end of the call, still be friends. And that's
yeah.
huge.
That is brilliant, Tim. I think that is just brilliant. I really do. I think
Well, I'm done.
Although, if we were going to have a call on which we disagreed, I'd do a little bit more preparation.
Yes, sir. I absolutely agree with you. I'm sorry about this. It was a little bit less organized than it will be in the future, I assure you.
I've got an idea. Let's do one on politics.
You're not invited because you aren't even
part of it. Our team. I'll behave.
Notice the silence.
Okay. But that that whole thing is, I don't necessarily agree on every viewpoint, but it's only an opinion. and opinions do change and can change.
Hearts and
therefore,
minds can change,
What's that?
Hearts and minds can change.
Yeah, exactly, And look, the way I look at it is like as long as everybody agrees with me, everyone's fine.
I laughed because I hoped you were joking.
I know that I have sometimes, I'll stick my neck out, and every time that I've done it, it's been chopped off. But that's cool, because the thing is, what it shows, I don't always get it right, but what it shows is that, in the community, it's all well and good for everything to run fun and smooth, but when you do hit those bumpy paths, or somewhere that's a little bit sensitive or something like that, then, that's consequences come of that. The thing is, that's real life. Do you know what I mean? It's like online, it's very easy to make an appearance, create havoc and disappear forever. And not suffer the consequences of that, of your actions. But the fact that there is, mightn't like what happens, or you might disagree with what happens or whatever, but you still stick around, that's what life's really about, going through the hard times as well.
Yeah.
So, it's like, and it doesn't mean that even, when an issue comes up, it doesn't mean that it's all going to be smooth sailing and everything, and there is going to be places that you get stuck and all that sort of stuff. But working through it and trying to sort it out is it's basically walking in love. So, I think we've got the best thing going. We just have got the best thing going. I mean, it's like Every day, I still think about the fact that, I went to the other side of the world and stayed with people that I met on this forum.
It's because of you I warn my children not to meet people online.
That's right. Exactly, It's like, and I do exactly the same, Tim. Yeah.
You said funny, mate.
Going back to what you said, Luke, about disagreement, there have been a whole series of threads on the forum where I've taken a minority position simply because no one else was arguing that position.
I always thought it was just because you were contrary.
Well, I mean, it's a cult. Some people are called to that. But there's nothing wrong with disagreement, and there's nothing wrong with having opposing points of view. So I think that that's a wonderful thing, and I think it'd be great if we could do that on great studies.
Well, debate is fabulous because it gives you a much more well-rounded view of all the arguments about a specific topic, and as long as you keep it to debate, which is a non-personal explanation of opinions and facts and ideas, and not attacks or flames or so-and-so.
Yeah.
It's productive. It's very
right.
productive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And always been the way I've approached it is I've been taking a position simply because somebody needed to take that position. And, sure, I can resonate with it enough to support it. But there were a whole lot of positions I took simply because no one else was taking that position. Someday maybe I'll tell you about that.
Post it. Yeah, I mean, look, the thing is, it's like the whole thing, it's not about performance, you know, it's got nothing to do with performance or, you know, anything like that. It's just basically that place is a reflection of, well, should be, but, and I think it is, but a reflection of our real lives. And I think that it virtually is a reflection of our real lives. And, you know, I've learnt to sometimes keep my mouth shut. I don't want to, but I, you know what I mean, like I have to.
Yep.
But me and too. Fair enough, you know, like that's fair enough. I don't feel bad about that. Like I, you know, sometimes I like grind my teeth over something, but ultimately, does it really matter? You know, like it's still only an opinion. We live our lives according to the gospel, and as long as that remains true and straight, everything else is, I don't know what the word is, conjecture or subjecture or something like, you know what I mean? Like everything else is really opinion. And not everyone's going to see it the same way. So, and that's whether you're online or whether you're talking to a business associate or your partner or anything like that. It's exactly the same, and there's nothing wrong with it. Although the hardest thing is, and this is what always, you know, like if you're, you know, chatting on an IM or an email, it is relatively two-dimensional, and things can be misconstrued or intense, or you can't see. You can't see how someone looks or how they are. You know, you can't see their body language or anything like that. So it makes a difference when you actually know that person, or you've spent time with them or met them. You know, you understand them a little bit better. But I think a lot of the time, disagreements can actually arise out of misunderstanding more than actually the opinion itself. You know, because someone's trying to express something and, you know, like it's words on a screen. Do you know what I mean? There's not body language, there's not intents and motivations that are being shown through a real-life person. And hopefully that doesn't happen because it can make for, you know, misconstrued or misinterpreted feelings or anything like that. And you know, I think it's a bit of an art to be able to express yourself perfectly through a two-dimensional medium, even though you're trying to express a three-dimensional concept. So, but I think we do fairly well. You know, it's like I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. You know, I just don't. And I know I'm not always there because at the moment, like, I'm really busy and I don't always have.
Be with us?
Hey, yeah. It's like, why would I want to be anywhere else? You know, it's like, why? It's like I have one other forum I visit, and they're all weird, but I get it.
Get over there.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, it's not a place I hang out. Why would I want to be anywhere else? Which reminds me, I've got to better update my photo album.
Well, you should. You've got some good.
I know, but I had so much trouble signing into that homepage thing, you know, that new thing, Ning.
For those who don't know what Luke is talking about, we have upgraded, I'm a part of this. Ha ha, I'm taking credit. The My Life Ministries has upgraded with a new social site that works a lot like something you might be familiar with, Facebook or
MeetSpace.
MySpace or anything like that. And some of us older people are having a little bit of trouble adapting to that. And
excuse me.
But it is a fabulous site, and we've got some great, fabulous ways of connecting now, photo albums, blogs. Gosh, I don't even know what all is available, Brad, because I'm one of the older people, and I'm having troubles adapting.
Well, hopefully we'll resolve all our issues.
Yeah.
It's something new. We're working out the kinks.
No, I think it's good.
I think it makes the community much more accessible to people because they can dip a toe in. They don't actually jump in on the forum. And I think it broadens the community in very interesting ways.
We definitely have a lot of people sign up that have never joined us in the forums before. So
there's a lot of new names.
A lot of people signed up we knew as different, as different persona on the forums.
True.
But now, who?
No, he said
what's
true.
Her name? Brandy?
Yes, Brandy.
Yeah.
For example, was completely different when she was on the forums.
Yeah.
True.
So, so that's another way in which we get a more well-rounded understanding of each other, is through the social network, and that's something.
Social network, yeah, that's right. You do, you know. It's like, I mean, I remember first having reservations about, you know, putting so much online, only because I'm a tinfoil hat wearer. but do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I don't have any issues with it now. You know, I think it's good. It's like, you know, I enjoy it. I determined that if I was going to be online, then I was going to be true to myself as online as I am in real life, you know, because there's no use pretending. So, which reminds me, you probably need to delete all those proxy accounts I've got, Brad. I don't think I'll use them again. If I need another one, I can make another. but yeah, it's like, I think it's great, you know. Like, it's just, like I say, it's opened up a whole extra area, and it's refined. I mean, how long ago was the old forum before the one we had now? You know, I mean, I remember when that changed over, and now I don't even really remember the old one.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, I had to think of it then and go, oh, yeah, I remember the outlay and what it looked like and that sort of stuff. Yeah, we just become accustomed to, you know, what we have now and all its glitches and, you know, all its fun and all its glory. And I think it's great, you know. It's like, I mean, you know, like, it's such a blessing from God. And I know from my perspective that's in more ways than the fact that I'm being online, you know, to the fact that, you know, actually meet you guys. So, yeah, you know, I think, like, God's really blessed us and he's blessed that site. Do you know what I mean? He's blessed. Hopefully, you know, that site will be a witness to people, or people will be led there or whatever. And I think as long as we continue to maintain our relationship with God and that site is a reflection of that, then God will use it and we'll be blessed and he'll be glorified and people's lives will be touched. You know, it's like, we don't know how many people see that site, maybe never sign up. I mean, you know, there's always some visitors online, aren't there? You know, you can always see a visitor lurking around.
Right.
You know? You know, they're just anonymous, but, you know, it's like, they, you don't know what it's doing in their lives. So, you know, yeah, it's great. There you go.
Amen. Amen.
I gotta go.
Y'all can continue to talk. I've got to go now. I've got to go to bed.
Yeah. I've got to go to work.
The host is going to sign off. Let's take this opportunity to run around one more time. Does anyone have anything to add to the discussion to finish it out, or final statements or anything like that? Larry, let's start with you.
I was just thinking that I'm really excited about the direction that the forum is going and My Life Ministries is going. I think that we have boundless opportunities to glorify God, and I'm looking forward to that.
Excellent. Excellent. Luke?
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, I pretty much agree with Larry there. You know, like, I think mainly I'm, you know, like, I 100% believe that, you know, God leads Brad and Chaz in the setup of the site and all the day-to-day running and all those things and new directions and stuff like that.
For some.
You know, I have no qualm about that. And I think that, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm happy with everything that got, you know, like, yeah, I'm just happy with it. And I'm glad that it's there. I thank God that it's there, you know. And like I say, I'm not always so interactive, but do you know what I mean? It's like, I'm not, yeah, I'm thankful for it every day. So thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to leave the last word to the host, Brad, and I'm going to say that I've really enjoyed just tonight's topic, which is discussing what is Our Life Ministries and what does that mean to each one of us. I want to thank each one of you for participating tonight, and say that every single Christian has a ministry, and if you're a Christian and you don't know what your ministry is, maybe it's time you stop for a little while and pray. And remember, prayer is two ways. You talking to God and then waiting and listening to what God has to say to you. He will show you what your ministry is and what he wants you to do in your life to glorify him every day. And I pray for anyone who's listening to this, that you will take the time, if you don't know the Lord, to come find the Lord and accept Him as your personal Savior. And if you are a Christian and you're casting around for your personal ministry, I'm going to pray that the Lord will help open the doors and your eyes and your heart to what He's calling for you in your life, and that you will find what He wants you to do, because nothing, absolutely nothing you can do in your life will bring you more fulfillment than following the call that the Lord has set before you. Brad?
Well, I don't think I can say anything after that. That, yeah, do what Tim said. That's what I'm going to say. I just thank everybody for participating tonight. It's been wonderful to fellowship with you guys again. And again, I just continue to pray for My Life Ministries as an organization, and each individual. I just pray for y'all that y'all's ministry will glorify God. Thank you all. Good night.
Good night.
Stay bright.
Good night.
Well, that's it for this week. Once again, we'd like to thank you for joining us at Grace Junkies. If you would like to comment on this or any other show, or would like to listen to past shows, please join us on the web at www.gracejunkies.com. For Brad McFadden, Luke, Larry, and myself, I wish you a blessed day. See you next time.
There's only one more thing to add. As deep or as complicated as these conversations can get, I would like to remind everyone that the Christian life is as simple as a relationship with the Lord. Love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. We at Grace Junkies may disagree on individual points, but we love each other. And we hope that you have a relationship with the Lord because He loves you. Thank you for joining us.